an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 62, Fees, Article 6, Recorder of Deeds Regarding Online Document Retrieval Fees. There will be a public hearing on this matter. There will be a brief presentation by Ms. Jennings concerning this proposed ordinance. After that, there will be an opportunity for our county council to ask any questions, and then subsequently, it will be opened up to the public, for any members of the public to comment on this. If you desire to comment, please come forward, write your name on the list, and then give us your name and address, and then make your comment. After that, the council, after everyone's had an opportunity to speak, the council will close the public hearing and may act on that today. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. So as Mr. Moore mentioned, there are multiple ordinances. It all relates to the budget. The first one is the recorder of deeds fees that we introduced during our budget hearing, our budget introduction. So I put the same slide up that you had previously seen, and you can see the different columns, the current fee that we charge in recorder of deeds for retrieving deeds online, and then the proposed fee is the second column. The difference you'll see is not charging per page, we're charging per document, and also a subscription fee that is $300 a month for 10 subscriptions. This is something new. It's an enterprise system that lawyers could take advantage of if they have multiple title searchers. We also recommending free downloads. Right now, for every page you download, it is a quarter. So that is the summary of this ordinance. I'll turn it over back over to Mr. Moore.
Yes, sir. Any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this? Mr. Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scott Store Road, Greenwood. Is there any reason why we're doing this when the recorder deeds is making a profit? They're making oodles of money, so why do we need to charge more? And furthermore, is it going to affect the individual person? If I go down there and do research, am I not going to be charged big time? Are they going to remove all the computers down there? They're going to have everything else? Somebody ought to answer some questions. I don't know how long you want me to stand here, because I can stand here all day if you don't want to answer the questions.
Sir, this is for you to make public comments, not for us to answer back questions to you.
Somebody ought to make some questions. I want an answer.
The questions have been answered, I'm sure.
No, they haven't, because I want to know why them for. Am I going to be charged as a prescription if I go down there and I want a copy or something?
I have no idea. I'll find out for you.
Thank you, Mike.
Is there anyone else that would like to address this issue? Anyone else? I do, Mr. President. I do see the recorder of deeds in the office if he would like to address the issue that was just asked. And
he's more than welcome to. Good morning, Mr. Daly.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
In response to that, if a person comes down and wants to see that, they're currently you can search the entire property records in the office for free. That won't change. The subscription service is for people that want to access it remotely. So someone that comes from the public, there'll be an information window. None of that is going to change. This will actually result probably might actually result in a
paramedics.
We have those too for our office, very important documents, things like
yeah.
that. What this does is this is the culmination of about 6 years of working to get our property database online so that you could perform a title search. You need to go back about 60 years by most title insurance company issuances. So we started this in 2012, so the record's pretty complete back to 1952. So that you can do that. Currently the system, because we didn't have it, the entire database online with all the property records, a lot of people really couldn't use the online system. So this makes it very usable online, and also makes it affordable for people that want to just see if they just want one document and print it out. They can download the document, pay a dollar, which is actually currently cheaper than what it would cost in the office. So it's going to reduce the fees and increase the accessibility to these public records for the members of the general public. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, you can act on this matter.
We'll close public hearing, close public comment. I ask Mr. Morbid a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 62, Fees and Parens, Article 6, Roman numeral, Recorder of Deeds, regarding online document retrieval fees.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Yes. And the next public hearing is on assessment rules for sewer and water districts. We're going to have the same procedure, same rules for each of the public hearings. So at this point, Ms. Jennings, would you please comment?
Thank you, Mr. Moore. The assessment rules reflect the county's records for equivalent dwelling units, otherwise known as EDUs, and billable front footage for each sewer and water district. These records have been made available in the billing office for public inspection and review. These records are subject to individual appeal via the Board of Assessment Review. This is not the public hearing for the water and sewer rates. This public hearing is for the list of properties and their applicable front footage and EDUs that will be billed by the rates established in the rate ordinance. I will turn it back over to Mr. Moore to conduct the public
yes.
hearing.
Yes. Are there any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Any member of the public? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this and close the public record.
Close public hearing, close public comments. And I think Ms. Jennings has
yes.
a motion.
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council hereby adopts the assessment rules for all Sussex County sanitary sewer and water districts for the period of July 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2019.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote.
I think this already been passed one time, Mike. I'm not sure. I think we made a motion or sometime about 2 or 3 years ago that we make all assessments even.
Well, we have to adopt this every year to show what the current fee is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, you're right. We did that. Yes. Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. The next public hearing is on the ordinance to establish the sewer and water rates. Ms. Jennings.
Okay, I'm just going to give you a couple highlights of the Enterprise Fund, which is the water and sewer funds. So there is a proposed increase in the sewer and water service charges. They're both about $6 a year. We do bill them quarterly, so it's about $1.50 a quarter. That's equated to 2.1%, which is similar to the rate of inflation. And you can see the total amount per year is 292 versus 312 for the water. The assessment rates, we have three new districts, areas coming online, and you'll see they're Angola North, Concord Road, Route 54, and those rates are in line with what was voted on in the referendums. There are some districts that are seeing a decrease, and those are also listed there. And the decrease is just due to the size of the area. It's growing, so we can spread that cost over more front footage. We are proposing to continue the 100-foot cap for residential customers that are current on their sewer bills, and there's no change in the connection fees that help pay for our expansion and capital cost, and that's at $6,360. And I can turn it back over to Mr. Moore.
Yes. Are there any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue, this proposed ordinance? Any member of the public? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing and close the public record on this matter.
We'll close the public hearing, close the public comment. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance establishing annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and/or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sanitary sewer districts.
Pleasure, counsel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The next one is a public hearing on an ordinance establishing the annual operating budget. And again, Ms. Jennings will give the highlights. Ms. Jennings?
Thank you, Mr. Moore. So I have just a few slides from our original budget presentation to give you some highlights. The general fund budget is up $5.4 million, and that, there's multiple factors. The largest factor is the grant and aid section. We have the $1.5 million loan that was voted on this year, a $1 million increase for land preservation, $900,000 increase for public safety. That's a $500,000 increase for ALS. That's the ambulance service. $200,000 is being seen through the building permit, and $200,000 for Delaware State Police. There's also an increase for $75,000 for the emergency housing repairs. Those are conducted through our community development program. We are spending reserves or savings of $14.3 million for one-time expenses. The majority of that is $10 million to pay down our pension liability. The others are such as the $1.5 million loan that was in this budget that we're moving over. Same thing as we have savings for the land preservation, so we're also using savings there. Government capital plan without debt is $16.6 million. Over half of that is for our airport and business park. And there is no change in the county property tax rate. It's about $114 on average for the county tax bill for a single family home. We are focusing on three topics in this budget. Of course, public safety always being number one. There's $16.2 million for the paramedics. There's $4.3 million for fire and ambulance services. And as I mentioned, there is an increase in grant funding, over $500,000 for the ambulance service in there. $3.6 million for Sussex County 911 Center and state police. We get 22 extra troopers, it's $3.1 million, and then each town gets $25,000 for their law enforcement. Wastewater infrastructure, you can see there's multiple projects going on in our treatment plants, Rehoboth, or West Rehoboth, Inland Bay, South Coastal. It's a total of a $220 million five-year capital plan. The other focus is economic development. In our capital projects fund, we have $8.5 million for the airport and business park infrastructure. The largest part is the $5 million for the 1028 taxiway, where 95% of that is grant funded, so we're only paying 5% of that. And $1.2 million for broadband infrastructure, and then $100,000 for economic development initiatives. To summarize, for each of the funds, you can see the total dollar amount for $177 million budget. I do want to make a recommendation to the introduced ordinance. A couple weeks ago, you approved agriculture land preservation. Talking to the state, they don't need the money until this budget here in 19. So I'd like to move the money from 18, where I have it in the budget, move it to 19, and then pay them when they need the funds in 19. So what we would have to do there is add $536,000 in the grant A budget for this land preservation and add $536,000 from our savings appropriated reserves to show the other side where we're spending the funds. I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. Moore.
Are there any questions from council?
Well, all this money we spent on this airport, we still had no road go to it.
There you go. That's why you fly in there.
That's right.
There you go.
Here we are.
Here is there any?
$8 million and we're still short on this deal. I don't understand. Can't get the truckers in there, even come into the airport. I mean, spend that kind of money on airport. Can't. Why we can't improve it?
Okay. Any other questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this? Mr. Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scottsville Road. I didn't see a thing in here about giving the county employees any raises, cost of living or otherwise. Why not? Should have been right in the headlines. Furthermore, you guys up here aren't entitled to a cost of living raise. I can tell you flat out. Now, the second thing I'm going to tell you, you know, South Coast, I'll call it South Coast, I don't know what the name of it, has got a union. Them guys in that union aren't too smart because they get diddly squat. They ought to vote the union out. I don't think they're smart enough to vote the union out, but they ought to. And then, if you guys don't treat them right, then you need to come in and get a real union that'll back them, because they got some fat cats, didn't get them a diddly squat. So they just took a real beating. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Is there any other member that would like to come forward and speak, sir?
Good morning. Terry Jester, president of Sussex County Volunteer Firefighter Association. I want to thank the council for their continued support for our fire and ambulance service, and gratefully thank you for the extra $500,000 this year for our ambulances. We are running twice the amount of runs now that we run 10 years ago, and this money is going to help the 13 companies that are in the red to at least help us to keep our companies going. I mean, we want to help protect our communities, and we gratefully appreciate your help. And it's so great to see our great paramedic group here today. We are proud of them. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in regards to this matter? Anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter and close the public record.
Before we do that, Mike, can I ask one question? Is that okay? Okay.
Yes.
I want to address Mr. Kramer's point regarding our employees. So, Ms. Jennings, can you address what's in this budget with regarding our employees, please?
Sure. There is a 2% COLA in the budget for the employees, and they also get merit increases based off of their performance.
And then what's the amount for the merit increases?
Depending on their performance, it could be meets is 1%, 2.5% for exceeds, and 5% for outstanding.
Okay. So there's dollars in this budget for our most important
Correct.
Asset, and that's our employees.
Correct. It would be in each of the salary line items of each department.
Yes. Okay. Just want to make sure that we all knew that, publicly speaking. Thank you, sir.
Anything else in council?
I think the $500,000 that we're putting in towards ambulance is probably the majority of it's going to tourists. If it wasn't for the tourists, we wouldn't have all this expense.
We will close public hearing, close public comments. Mr. Moore, if you read the short title, and then Mrs. Jennings wants to make an amendment, I think.
Yes. An ordinance establishing annual operating budget for fiscal year 2019.
Mrs. Jennings, you have opposed?
Right. Yes, please. I would like to recommend that you add $536,000 to grant and aid, and also amend the budget for $536,000 to appropriate reserves.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes,
Mr. Burton.
Per recommendation.
Mr. Burton.
Yes,
Mr.
with
Wilson.
The recommendation.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, read the short title again.
An ordinance establishing annual operating budget for fiscal year 2019 as amended.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I want to thank Ms. Jennings and her entire staff. I know it's not easy doing this. I know, Mike, Mr. President, you have put a lot of time and effort, and Todd, it's not easy putting these numbers together. And our budget continues to grow because our county continues to grow. So I am pleased to vote yes in favor of this and continue to put a focus on our public safety as number one role, responsibility of this council, and obviously protecting our environment with our continued expansion of public sewer, and then obviously our economic development and focusing on jobs for our county. So I am happy to say yes.
Mr. Burton.
I am happy to say yes, and I'd like to really thank Gina Jennings and her team. The The first year, I looked at the budget, and it was okay. I really understood it, and if anybody hasn't read that budget, it's very easy to understand, and it's a lot of work to take a document like that and make it easy to understand. And I had a lot of questions, and Gina and her staff had every answer and the documentation to back it up, and it was very impressive. So I'm all in favor of the budget.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, for the same reasons as others have stated, I'll vote yes.
I also vote yes. Motion passed. Ms. Jennings, also on behalf of council, thank you and Mrs. Roth and Mr. Lawson for a great job with this budget. You have a lot of effort that goes into this thing. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much, all of you.
Thank you.
We'll now go back on the agenda to Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr.